Welcome back to the podcast. Today we are continuing our series of talking about companies that this year in 2025 have raised over $100 million to keep you informed on the top companies, where they're headed, and maybe where you should be keeping your eye. So before we get into that, Jane, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, every single week, Jamie and I record a video and we post it over on our school community. It's exclusively over there where we're basically showing how we're using AI inside of our personal businesses to grow and scale them using AI tools. We break down the costs associated with them. I'm spending hundreds of dollars, honestly, almost $1,000 a month on 11 labs for some projects, for example. I break down what I'm doing there, how I'm doing it, the ROI that I'm seeing inside of my businesses, which for some of them is pretty amazing. We break down all of that. So if you're interested in learning how to grow and scale your business with AI tools, we have over 60 videos in our classroom that talk about this. It's $19 a month. In the future, the price will go up. This is a Christmas discount right now, a $19 holiday discount. If you want to get it in at $19, you can lock in that price. It won't ever be raised on you. All right, let's get into the top companies that have raised $100 million in 2025. In the past, we talked about a number that had happened last year in January. Getting into February of this year, we saw one really big company, which was Lambda. Now, this is another one that I also personally use at my startup AI Box. It's an AI infrastructure company. They raised $480 million as a Series D round. The round valued them at about $2.5 billion. So, I mean, they raised a lot of money, but they gave up a lot of equity. But who's counting? $480 million. That's amazing. This was led by SGW and Andrea Capital. NVIDIA and G Squared and ARK Invest were also all participating. Again, like I say on every episode, if the company does anything with infrastructure, if they're going to buy chips, NVIDIA is going to give them money because NVIDIA knows the money is coming straight back to them. But I mean, that's pretty massive. $480 million. This is a company that we use. It's like a back-end infrastructure company for AI Box. And I'm not going to pretend that I know everything that goes on with Lambda because I am not a software developer. I'm just the CEO and I have a CTO that is phenomenally talented that runs this. But Lambda is mentioned in almost every conversation that we have. It's part of the infrastructure that helps run all of our servers and all of our hosting of the back end of our products, basically. So they're obviously doing great.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I think 2026 is definitely going to be the conversation around AI infrastructure is going to continue to grow. You know, people are fully aware now of AI and the data centers and all the infrastructure that's needed to power it. Some people are protesting against it. Some people are anti. So I think this next year, all the infrastructure stuff is going to definitely come into the forefront and be something you're going to want to pay attention to. The next company we have on our list is Abridge, which is an AI platform that transcribes patient-clinician conversations. So picture like doctor talking to patient, and then it kind of transcribes all the notes for after for doctors. So huge need for this. If you know anyone in the medical industry, the note-taking is a huge time suck for them. They can't see as many patients because of the load of all the notes. So huge opportunity there. They are currently valued at, or they were valued at a $2.7 billion in a Series D round that was announced on February 17th. So they raised $250 million. So definitely a company to keep your eye on. I think it's a genius idea and definitely lots of opportunity for growth for them.
Yep. And we've seen other players in the healthcare space raise a lot of money. So it's not a shock, I think, that they're solving this. There's obviously room for a lot of companies in this kind of space. The next one that I was impressed by is called Udia. This is an AI legal tech company. So again, we're seeing like a lot of these in these regulated industries, legal, healthcare, finance, government. They raised $105 million. This was a Series A. It was led by General Catalyst, right? One of the top VCs in America. Floodgate, Defy Ventures, Everywhere Ventures were also in on this round. There was some other VC firms and a lot of angel investors, and they were able to close out a $105 million round of funding. So this is fantastic. On their website, they say that, you know, they're unlocking unlimited potential for the future of legal work. And I think we've seen a bunch of other legal players in the space, but just like healthcare, I think there's a lot of room for a lot of players. they you know, solve a very specific problem, which is like client confidentiality. Recently, we had Sam Altman on a podcast literally come out and say, do not use ChatGPT as your therapist, because legally, if the government sends us a warrant or a subpoena or something, like legally we have to hand over your chat histories to police, law enforcement, and other people. And so Sam Altman was like, don't use it as a therapist if you want to share private confidential information, because we have to hand it over to, like, people can get access to basically all of your chats. And this is the exact same problem that lawyers will face. If a lawyer is using ChatGPT to talk about your case, that those chats could, like, technically sort of get subpoenaed, it's not very protected. There's a whole bunch of weird things around it. And so I'm not sure, like, where the line of, like, client lawyer confidentiality runs when you're using a tool like ChatGPT specifically. And so because of that, you're going to want, like, a very specific tool for lawyers, for healthcare. And so that's what a lot of these companies are solving here.
All right. The next company on the list is called InCharge AI, E-N-C-H-R-G-E. They raised $100 million in their Series B round on February 13th. So this is another AI hardware startup. I'd be interested to see what specific hardware they're manufacturing, because I feel like it's hard to compete with a company like NVIDIA these days. But apparently there's other interested parties in investing in InCharge. So $100 million, that's a pretty impressive amount.
Yeah, so they're a semiconductor startup, and they're creating an analog memory chip. And it's specifically for AI. What's interesting is they had Tiger Global, who led this round. Tiger Global is, like, one of those famous, you know, one of the biggest global VCs. It's like up there with SoftBank. You see Tiger and SoftBank is kind of the two giants that are investing in things. When you see, like, a $100 million round led by Tiger Global, like, a lot of times Tiger is just putting in a huge chunk of that $100 million, whereas, like, other ones are, like, a conglomerate of a bunch of different VCs getting in. Tiger usually goes all in and is very dedicated to the companies that they're investing in. What's interesting, just for a little context on this, InCharge was actually spun out from Princeton University. So the concept is that they think analog memory chips should be embedded into devices like laptops, desktops, handsets, wearables, and that they're going to speed up AI processing and also bring down the cost as well. So, like, when you're actually running AI models on a device, this chip is really good for speeding it up and bringing the cost down. So yeah, mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting. It's based out of Santa Clara, and they say that their AI accelerators use 20 times less energy to run a workload. Obviously, that's going to save a lot of money for a lot of people. So a very attractive company, and they were able to raise $100 million because of that.
That's interesting. Well,
yeah, is a massive company. The other one that I wanted to mention, because we just talked about another legal tech company, it is Harvey AI. Harvey raised $300 million in a Series D. I think this is probably the most famous AI company that we talk about a lot. This Series D that they had was led by Sequoia. They had other investors come back and invest in them: Kleiner Perkins, GV, Elad Gill, Conviction, OpenAI Startup Fund, a bunch of other places. So a $3 billion valuation. I think Harvey's, like, one of the big companies that we talk about a lot when it comes to AI and legal. They were kind of the first one that was able to raise a lot of money very quickly for lawyers. And yeah, they've done very, very well for themselves. They have a lot of big players that are coming in. So I think that they're going to do quite well.
Yeah. And side note on that, I wonder if the name came from the show Suits. I don't know if you've ever seen Suits, but the main character on there, his name's Harvey. So could be. Who knows?
Yeah. Would not be a big shocker.
Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I got any value out of it. Please leave us a rating or review wherever you're listening. We really appreciate those, and they help us reach more people. And again, check out the AI Hustle community if you want to get an unfair advantage to either growing your business or making money with AI. We'd love to have you be a part of the community. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.